What does DevOps mean to me? I like the community acronym with Calms, but and so that's kind of my go-to answer. But ultimately, to me, it's a purist thing to say Dev and Ops, but it's the cultural attitude of the operations team and the application team. It's more than just we're willing to work together. It's that we're willing to revise our processes so that we go to production with a degree of trust we never had before. And that means, let me give you an interesting example. We've all been through the process where we're doing a deployment to 100 machines, 10 of them failed. Whose problem is that to solve, right? And traditionally, the deployment guy. And I think a perfect working example of what this means to me is, well, who are all of your stakeholders? It's the person who owns the application, the app owner, potentially the security team, potentially the monitoring team, if someone owns a centralized monitoring solution, the DR team. So anything that was a contributing factor to the rollout of those servers could have caused those 10 machines to go astray. And so rather than just saying the deployment person has to now go hammer on those 10 machines and stay there until 2 o'clock in the morning just to make that work, it's okay, roll it back, let's bring the committee back together, because together we are all stakeholders in the success of this project. The reason the business would want to develop, to embrace DevOps has a lot to do with realizing business value out of IT. So as opposed to, I know we've talked for years about just looking at IT as a cost center, but I think whenever we in IT represent ourselves to the business, and you'll see these themes throughout the book, The Phoenix Project, where it's not just a matter of solving IT problems, meaning that I'm going to make your workstation, you know, less vulnerable to malware or something. It's where we go have a meaningful conversation with key stakeholders in the business. So what does our business do? We make this type of a widget and we sell it. Okay, what are the impediments to that being successful, the way that we monetize that solution? And then driving that back to, okay, well, maybe there are reporting capabilities that we've had all along but didn't know that that would make the business more successful. We can say, well, where does DevOps tie into that? But when operations is more flexible and we can introduce a higher rate of change in a much more trustworthy way, then we're not spending all of our time trying to figure out how to just keep things running. We're able to go have those conversations with the real business leaders that say, how do we empower the business to be more, I can use the buzzword agile here, but to react more quickly to an ever-changing business environment. And that's a conversation that, you know, really hasn't been happening in the past as much as we all wanted it to. So is DevOps any different in the Windows world? That is a trick question. Here's why I say that. The answer is no, right? The answer is we as IT professionals should embrace diversity in IT. So whether that means broadening our reach of tools, educating ourselves about best practices, and just understanding and being open-minded about more platforms, what's the most valuable to the business? Now, the reason I say it's a trick question is, as you look across tool sets, that expertise will change based on your technical subject area. SSH versus WinRM, working with scheduled tasks, working with different aspects of different operating systems that are just nuanced between platforms. So the tools that support the process, that support the culture, are unique, but I think DevOps, in its truest sense, no, that should not be different. So Microsoft's current state, as far as DevOps is concerned, I think as you look across groups, you're seeing the leading edge set an example of where we want to be. So if you look at what's going on in Azure, and if you look at what's coming to market with Server 2016, the capabilities there are what Jeffrey Snover likes to call, we're putting people in the pitfall of success. So we're presenting these options that as they're embraced, and it's things like PowerShell DSC, it's things like containers, it's things like Nano, that as you look at adopting these solutions, If you, as you consider the options that are available to you, they lead you down the path of tooling that support a DevOps type of, that support the processes that support a DevOps type of culture. So I think as you look at that leading edge, you see a good leading edge example of where we want to be and what's going to take us into the future. Education and coaching is very, very important because a lot of, because number one, we mentioned diversity in IT, so that's probably going to expand most people's skill set right there. But just looking at a set of tools that is highly, highly made up of automation type utilities, some people already have that in their skill set. Others are going to be addressing that as a new skill that they're bringing to the table. But in all cases, the number of community projects that are popping up left and right to support this movement, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's really, really exciting to be part of the community and see just almost on a weekly basis an improvement to this tool or a new concept. And they're all attacking the same problem. Let's take something that takes up too much time of an IT person's day, compress that into a simple, consistent, standardized approach so that we can refocus our attention on being valuable to the business. And I've never seen a more exciting time in IT. The biggest barriers that I've seen in DevOps adoption, because DevOps really is a cultural change, is the culture of people. So individuals' reluctance to consider a new way of looking at their career, what they do at work every day, how they work with others, and that, you know, really that's a function of it's something I like to reflect on is, do we define ourselves by the products that we run? So you know, people like to say something like, I'm the Active Directory guy, or I'm the Exchange guy for our environment, and you can extrapolate that to any given software platform. And so we sort of frame the things that we think we can do by the capabilities of any given software platform, and then we express our value to the business by repeating that brand name. And I think it's much more valuable whenever you're open-minded and you say, what can I do to drive our corporate or our organization's value? And then relate that back to, are there community tools that can help accelerate this process? You know, what's going to make me more effective? And without that open-mindedness, it can be a real challenge. Yeah, I think community is absolutely essential to being successful. So by that, I mean community happening within your organization and you playing a broader role within the industry. And so I think it's important as you have teams that are sharing, whether it be utilities, sharing contributions to common configurations, understanding how to approach something like a zero day, resolving a specific issue that everybody's facing and sharing that to make everybody able to move faster. And then I'm seeing a lot of companies give commitments to individuals to say, are you taking those lessons learned and sharing them outside of our organization so that the next 1,000 people throughout the industry can benefit from that as well? And that's not something I saw 10 years ago. And you might have seen, yes, we want you to be very innovative and drive new things within our company, but speaking of any company in the world. But now I'm seeing across the board people who are being driven to go present at conferences and make contributions to different projects. And I think it's very exciting. It really means that anybody can go start a new project and then kind of put up a help wanted, and they're going to find somebody in the community who will come along, and even if it's just helping to write documentation or helping to write test code or contributing just an idea that they submit as an issue, and then that project gathers steam, and before you know it, it's really valuable and simplifying people's lives.